The Prime Minister has leapt to the defence of his deputy, Julie Bishop, after she couldn't explain a government policy on super. Malcolm Turnbull says superannuation is notoriously an area of great complexity, following Julie Bishop's failure to articulate changes to the new transition to retirement plan. This is a small excerpt of Julie Bishop's awkward exchange with Neil Mitchell on our sister station in Melbourne's 3AW.
Are you aware of the transition to retirement scheme?
Well, I'm certainly aware that we have one, yeah.
How does it work?
Well, Neil, this is obviously a gotcha moment. You want me to go through...
No, it's not my portfolio.
Yeah, well, the government's transition to retirement plan allows people over 55 to withdraw their super while working to supplement their income. And right now, those super earnings are not taxed, but in the new budget, they'll be taxed at 15%. So Julie Bishop is the second politician in recent weeks who's failed to explain the transition to retirement scheme. Earlier this month, it was Josh Frydenberg, the Resources Minister, on exactly the same show, talking to exactly the same host, Neil Mitchell, on 3AW, and he fumbled his way through the answer when trying to explain the plan. Now, Julie Bishop's excuse on this is fair enough. It's not in her policy area, but I would just say this. Considering these changes to superannuation are so complex, wouldn't you think that all senior ministers should be across the detail? I mean, I would have thought so. She's the deputy Liberal leader, and this is a policy that has been announced in the last budget, which represents a broken promise, by the way. A promise that was made by the former Prime Minister, Tony Abbott, not to change super in any negative way. Wouldn't you think that all senior ministers should be able to explain this, particularly considering so many of us are confused by it? I would have thought, as the middle men and women sent out there to translate and communicate the budget and the policies of the Turnbull government, they should have to explain it, and they should know how to explain it. And this is an area which has probably hurt coalition voters more than any other policy change in the last budget. We told you the day after the budget that this would be the sleeper issue that would come back to haunt the government, and it has in a major way. And there you have the deputy Liberal leader, Julie Bishop, who does a wonderful job as the Minister for Foreign Affairs, saying, oh, well, it's not in my portfolio area. Well, we're in an election campaign. 31 days to go, by the way. Please, can someone get us off the ride? I think Julie Bishop should know the answer to it. And I think Josh Frydenberg should as well, and all senior ministers. But it is so confusing that I think most of them think, oh, I'm not going to go walking down that path because I'll get stuck in the mud.